Ryan Rashog joins us now. Talk a little hockey. Shogger, how are you?
I'm done, my buddy. How are you?
I am great.
Good, good.
You got, like, Swiss Family Robinson. You ever been to the Stollery?
I have been there, yes.
Oh, really? No, no, but, like, your kids, have you had to take them there?
Oh, no. Oh, no, okay. Fortunately, I haven't had to bring any of the kids there, but I've been there for a couple of charity things, and it's just it's a spectacular facility, and the people who work there are they're patron saints, boy. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely true. A few quick things, because I asked a question about most goals in the World Cup. Germany beat Saudi Arabia 8-0 in 2002. Money! Cool. Can't believe I forgot that one. But the most goals ever in a World Cup game, 12, back in 1954 when Austria beat the Swiss 7-5. How freaking awesome would that game have been? So,
no kidding, eh?
There you go. So France actually had their last goal disallowed, so it was only 5-2. But nonetheless, Nikita Nikitin, really a no-risk situation for the Oilers to gain the rights to exclusive negotiations for the next 5 days. And up to the if they don't sign him, they give up nothing. If they do sign him, they give up a fifth rounder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it, I guess this boils down to what this guy's number and contract length is going to look like. They identify him as a guy that they would have wanted to talk to anyway. And they jumped shark a little bit here by trying to get ahead of the game. But really, Nikita Nikitin's heading to unrestricted free agency, and at 28 years old, this is the deal where you look for the long-term deal. This is the deal within the context of your career where you look for the long-term deal. So unless he's going for some significant, unless they're willing to give him some significant term, I don't know what this looks like. I can't imagine he's going to sign for anything less than 4 years, and my guess is he's asking for five.
Well, he might be asking for it, but this guy was a number six defenseman. Why the hell is he? Like, yep. Andrew Ference played more minutes, went to the Stanley Cup final. He signed a four-year deal. Like, yep. There is no – to me, I look at what Andrew
– hang on, though, buddy. But hang on. Ference was older.
Right? He's 33. This guy's 28.
Yeah, this guy's 28 years old. Right?
Never, but not established, right? Like he's not. He was not Andrew Ference playing 24 minutes in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I understand that, but Andrew Ference also got money that reflected what Andrew Ference had accomplished. So if you're Nikitin, do you think that there's another level in this guy? And if you're Nikitin and you think that, you know what, there is, and I just need a different opportunity, so I'm going to do a three-year deal, and by the end of that contract, then they'll really know what I'm worth, or do you go, you know what? I am what I am. I'm going to take 5 years at $3.5 million per or $3 million per and get $15 million bucks from somebody and you're set up. You know, do you go, you look for the term realizing you are what you are. And he's 28 years old. Someone is going to give this guy term, and they know it. He's only 28.
You think, I'm trying to think of a number six defenseman on a non like championship team who got a 5 year deal.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying the position that this guy is in, he's hitting free agency at a relatively young age. And, I mean, he was 17 minutes a game or so last year.
Yeah, third-pairing guy.
I can't imagine that he's not going to look for that kind of term. I think that if you're his agent, you're saying this is your opportunity, right? You're still in your prime. The next deal you sign, you're not going to be able to say you're in your prime. This is the one where they go for the term. I would have to think that that's what their mindset is. Now, whether they get it or not, whether it would be out there or not, I'm not saying that this guy's a top four defenseman, but you look at what he's done. You look at what Ladislav Schmid got from the Oilers in a longer term deal, right? Someone's going to give this guy $3 million bucks a year for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I look at Rod Scuderi. Granted, a little bit older. He's still got 4 years at basically, three point.
We need to find some guys who signed before they were 30.
Yeah, well,
27, 28, 29, and I haven't had time to look for those deals yet.
Well, I was looking. I just never thought. I never saw a number six on a non like the top team. When you play on a winning team, you automatically get more money. Free agency, they assume that somehow these magical powers are going to translate into you being better. But yep. 27-year-old defenseman who have been a number six for basically like definitely this year and was a number five last year. I don't see a long term deal there. I think it'd be ridiculous to me, and unless it's a 5 year deal at like $2 million.
Yeah, well maybe the Oilers can get something done in and around the 4 year range. And if you do that, then for the next 2 years, you probably have to play him probably as your number four guy in one of your top two pairings, unless the young guys come along and grab onto one of those roles. And then in his last 2 years, he's a third pairing guy, which is right about where you'd want him. So, you know, maybe they could front load a contract for a couple of years. Maybe he doesn't want that. Maybe he just wants to have it even throughout. But would you do 4 years and $12 million for the guy? $3 million a year for a number four or five defenseman, a big shutdown guy that you believe strongly enough in his ability to play in the league, to play consistently, to give him that kind of money. I don't know, but that's what him and his agent have to be thinking they'll be able to get on the open market.
Yeah, see, it's interesting when you look at the orders and you kind of have to have a plan. If they all believe, a lot of it's going to depend on when do they believe Darnell Nurse is ready to be an NHLer.
Yeah.
I don't think it's this year. I think Darnell Nurse is going back to junior. So does he play in the NHL next year? And if he does, then you've got Marinson and Klefbom that you also expect to be playing. You would have Schultz, you would have Ferentz, you would have Petrie all under contract. Maybe Nikitin, and you look and say, okay. But because I'm expecting the Oilers to sign two defensemen this summer,
yep,
at least maybe more than that, right? In an ideal scenario, ideal, of course, would be that somehow you get Nikitin on a three-year deal, right? And even if you pay him a little bit more on 3 years,
sure,
then I think the Oilers would be better off playing a little bit more on three rather than going for, like, a little less on four. I think they're actually,
yeah,
better that way. Just
no. Where do you stand on where he is compared to what they had in Schmid? You look at the money they may have, yeah, to give Nikitin and the deal they had with Vladislav Schmid. You know, at the time, Craig McTavish thought he was reading the tea leaves in a way that contract wouldn't look good in a year or two, and it would be tough to move that deal. But I got to say, as they look to try and give Nikitin a contract that works, I think about the Vladislav Schmid deal and the player that Schmid was and where he fits, and you can't help but think that this is trying to repair one of the moves that McTavish has made that sort of had us scratching our heads a little bit.
Yeah, like, see, I look at Ladislav Schmid. Nikitin played fewer minutes than Schmid. He does have he's probably a little bit better of a passer than Schmid, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he didn't put up any sort of real big numbers. And I didn't play I didn't play any power play time, so yep, I understand that. He has played it before and had 1 year of 34 points when he was playing with Fedor Tuten, of course, which
yep,
definitely helps. If they sign Nikitin for 3.5 in free agency, they'd basically be saying we replace Ladislav Schmid with,
yeah,
him. Then the question is, who do you think's better?
Yeah, and look, when they moved Schmid, I think we kind of scratched our heads a little bit when one of the worst defensive cores in the league is trading away an NHL defenseman for nothing. That doesn't seem to make, not for nothing, but for a goaltending prospect, that doesn't seem to make sense for where they're at right in this moment. And now here he is. I would suggest to you that if Ladislav Schmid were heading to the open market right now and he were a member of the Philadelphia Flyers, the Oilers would be looking at him going, there's a guy we could probably use. Give him a three-year deal, kind of bridge the gap between here and our young guys. My point is they had what they're looking for right now. And regardless of how you feel about the player, that's what it comes down to and how Craig McTavish felt about the player. But that's the type of guy they're looking for right now.
Ryan Rashog from TSN 1260 joins me, and I guess the thing is, there's no risk to do what they did, because if Nikitin's agent says, you know what, we're going to test free agent, and even if they do, see, here's the interesting part about it, Ryan, the Oilers have the chance to talk to him, right? And let's say he feels, you know what, I'm worth $4 million. Some team's going to give me that. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people, like we all do in life, we overvalue ourselves when it comes to finances. If you said, well, how much do you think you're worth? We'd all say, well, I think I'm worth more than I'm getting paid, right?
Yeah.
That's usually how it is. So he goes to free agency, and then he realizes, you know what, there's nowhere else in the market that I can get paid. But the other thing I honestly believe is opportunity. There's very few defense corps where Nikitin could look, and that's why I think a three-year deal's reasonable, just like the reason they got Justin Schultz was opportunity to play. And if you believe you're good, he could sign a three-year deal here in Edmonton, play really well, and then still hit the free agent market at 31 and get a big contract.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you know, I understand that. What about a guy like, remember when Jeff Schultz signed? I'm trying to remember what his numbers looked like. And I'm just still thinking in my head of guys that are comparables. I mean, he signed at $2.75 million a year over 4 years. So there was a 4-year deal on the table for a guy that was like a, you know, a big guy that wasn't overly physical, but, you know, maybe a little bit similar there. Anyways, just kind of bombing that out there. But your interview with Craig McTavish the other day was telling, nice interview, by the way, on a couple of fronts. And I remember I made a note in my book, and I sort of forgot to follow it up. But the way he finished one of his answers to you, he said, "We're hoping to get something done heading into the draft."
Yes.
And I went, oh, like kind of like, oh, okay. And then I sort of made a note and listened to the rest of the interview and forgot to kind of pass it on or follow it up. But he foreshadowed this one a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he definitely did. And Schultz had signed that contract when he was 24, right? So he wasn't he
was out of restricted free agency.
Yeah, and he signed it for a 2.75.
Yeah, 2.75.
And then there, now keep in mind, this is the guy though that hasn't been in the NHL, so he's that's a contract that you look and say, yeah, they paid him. But it wasn't very good.
Yeah, for sure, it wasn't very good. Yeah, that's so interesting.
Nikitin, we've been mentioning as free, because I look at realistic options. You know, sure, you'd love to get Paul Stastny. Do I think it's realistic? No. But Nikitin's a defenseman for the last 3 months we've talked about on the show that the Oilers would sign if they could. And I think today clearly they show they know. You know, Scott Housen knows him, right? And I remember talking to Housen about him at the end of the season, and Housen told me, you know what? You look at him, and he's probably a number four who, you know, when your team gets better, if he's in your third pairing, then your defense is pretty decent. Because Wisniewski, Fedor Tootin, Murray, and Jack Johnson all play ahead of him in Columbus. How many guys in Edmonton are better than those four?
Yeah. Yeah, well, not too many right now. Yeah. That's for sure.
Right, so that's why.
And it's the exact same thing with, and I mentioned a couple of guys on your show yesterday out of Minnesota, guys who are 5 and 6 guys there but they're playing behind, that's a pretty good D-core. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good young D-core, and Ryan Suter just eats everybody's minutes up over there. So Stoner and Prosser, one of those two guys, these are the type of guys. You look for guys who, whatever team they're on, maybe it's not the greatest team, but decent D-core. And so given the opportunity to play second pairing minutes, maybe can do something. And Nikitin has a history of accomplishing things when he gets a few more minutes, right? His best season was when he played his most minutes. So, there's no risk to the Oilers to do this. I think it's the other thing that McTavish said to you that interested me was how he feels they're going to have access to all of the guys that they want to talk to this year, because everybody knows they have the cap space. So all of the agents know the Oilers have cap space. There's money to be had there. But the comment that he made was that they could be used to drive the market up.
Yes.
So what they're doing now is they're targeting guys that would have been, you know, first phone call guys heading in and dealing with them now, as opposed to having guys waste their time, because agents, whether their client has any intention at all of going to Edmonton, will use the Oilers and waste time driving the market up. Well, Edmonton's given us 4 years. And that happened last year to them as well. It happened with Matt Hendricks. Hendricks and Nashville was working on a deal with Hendricks, and the Oilers were too. They wanted him at free agency, and Nashville ended up getting him. That's how Nashville knew to turn around and flip him back to Edmonton. But McTavish is avoiding that, dealing with guys on July 1st whose agents are coming to them, and just wasting time driving the price up.
Well, it should be an interesting week, Sugar. Do you think the Oilers sign Nikitin quickly?
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say that because of the Scott Housen connection, they probably have a pretty good idea of what his wants are, of what his contract desires are, and I think they probably have a good idea whether they can do it or not. So I think they did their homework here and they get this done.
I say a 3-year deal.
Yeah, and I think they might have to give him 4.
Okay. We shall see.
Right on, buddy. Have a great weekend.